Oh, I just had to work it a little. They finally came.
Hey everybody, I'm just Texas.
You didn't just record that, I hope. You didn't.
I did.
You're supposed to tell a guy before you start recording this stuff before he.
Oh my god, that's too funny.
I was trying to get this toenail, this little piece of toenail, and I had to work it for a while, but man, it finally came off.
I know, so out of context, that was very funny.
Everyone's throwing up in their mouth right now. Like, oh, God. It's horrible.
Oh, my gosh. Well, who the fuck picks their toes while they're talking on the phone to people? At least tells them.
Well,
I'm picking my toes.
I just was enjoying it.
Yeah, I know. You enjoy a lot of things while you're talking to me on the phone, apparently.
Well, let's put it in my McDonald's bag here.
Yeah, I know. You enjoyed your McDonald's. You enjoyed fantasizing about people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You always make these horrible noises when you're supposedly getting comfortable. I don't know what that means.
I like to adjust myself.
Apparently.
When I get ready.
Oh, are you all set there? 'Cause...
Almost, yeah. Okay.
Now you switch phones or something? Or?
I like to use a landline, you know.
All right, it sounds a little bit better, I guess.
I'm always paranoid, you know, like the neighbor's going to hear it on their CB radio or something. Like, wow, what's Miles up to?
That's right, what's up with that?
I don't know.
Mr. Miyagi's like, what?
What?
Not a dog?
What are you doing, punching munchkins? What? Let's see if this thing reaches. Oh, there we go.
Reaches what?
It's not. I don't bend anymore, man. I'm old and I'm fat. You know, I don't bend anymore.
Just grease yourself up. You'll be fine.
Oh, I know. I need to like do stretching exercises.
Yeah, do some yoga. Get some yoga pants.
All right, geez. I'm okay now.
Are you better now?
My toenails are done.
Oh, what? Geez. Are you okay? You gonna be okay?
I'm done eating and my toenails are done, so.
All right, what's next? Where are we at on the grooming here?
Nothing.
You want to floss? You want to?
Just me and the cat are downstairs here doing the show. So.
All right, you want to like pluck nose hairs for us here?
That is so painful. I would not do that on the show.
Okay. Don't be crying, huh?
Crying.
So, you mentioned you might go see somebody perform this weekend.
Yeah, Smidge Girl Bomb. Apparently. I don't.
All right, well, whatever.
He's raising money for the Gunk UK, I guess, on a point.
Yeah, he's playing on a street corner near you.
Yeah, the gobble wobbler.
All right. Well, you know, I had a weird thing happen this week.
Yeah.
So you know, I'm cheap, and I always talk about this, but.
I just had to listen to half an hour of how horrible it was that I got myself a Happy Meal or whatever the hell I was eating. Oh, my God. What, did you get a drink with that? Jesus, God. Oh, my God.
I know.
Oh,
I can't believe how much money you wasted on that. Jeez.
It was so good.
I love McDonald's, but come on.
Okay.
Miles, I love the McDonald's.
I know you do.
But God. How expensive.
Oh, my God. This guy with the money. Jesus.
So anyway, this is about, I'm being cheap. So my son seems to break headphones on a regular basis, you know, like, you know, you'd have for your iPod or whatever, right?
May I interrupt? We have this problem on a daily basis. I hear this all the time between the three nitwits upstairs.
Yeah, they break the headphones?
It's the little earbuds. Where the F are they? They're lost or broken. Or
yeah, well, he doesn't like earbuds, so he has, like, full, like, you know, old school headphones.
Yeah, okay.
And so I found this place. It's called Five Below. And they sell everything for $5 or less. It's like a dollar store, but it's like a $5 store.
Okay.
And they have headphones, you know, okay. Old school headphones.
Like Walkman? Like
no, or no, like big, or like, you know, like
the big ass, like I'm a DJ.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Oh, okay, like really old school. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, like really old school. Yeah. So, so I will go down there and I'll get a couple pair. And then for $10, and then I just have him, and he breaks them, and we give him, you know, keep it all going, you know what I mean? Because I actually got him for his birthday a couple of years ago. I got him like a $50 pair of headphones, right?
And my God, $50! Oh my God!
And he broke them, and so I sent him back, and we got another pair, and he broke those, and I'm like, okay, they're not going to give us another pair. So from then on, I'm just going to go to the $5 place and get like 10 pair of headphones. You know what I mean? Because it's just ridiculous how, you know, these things go through these things, right?
Right.
So, anyway, so I go down to the Five Below, and I get there, like, right when they're supposed to open. And, of course, this is the stupid thing. So, they're supposed to open at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
So, this guy comes out of the door, and he's standing there, like, finishing a cigarette.
Yeah.
And it's 10 o'clock. And so there's other people waiting besides myself. And so everybody kind of gets out of their car and starts walking toward the store. Mm. And he's like, oh, no, we're not open.
Go away!
We're not open. We have a computer problem. We can't open yet till we get this computer problem fixed.
Right.
And then, almost everybody leaves except for me. Because I want these $5 headphones.
Right.
But I'm like, who the fuck comes out the fucking front door at the time when you're opening, smoking a cigarette just to say, oh, we're not open? I think he's just fucking with everybody, he asked me.
Excuse me, I have an important announcement to make.
That's right. I'm like,
we are not open yet.
I'm like, dude, these you know, soccer moms are about ready to punch your face in, you know what I mean?
We have 1 hour to get to Five Below, and if we don't get in here, so help me God.
That's right. So I was all pissed off.
That was Bob.
No, that was me. So I sat and waited for them to get open because nothing else was open yet. And,
he had to finish his cigarette or what?
I guess so. I'm like, what the fuck? It's like right at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So anyway, I'm like, you're an idiot, number one.
Yeah.
But anyhow. So I finally go in there, and, like, apparently the boat didn't come over from China because all they got is this pink headphones. There's no way that this kid's going to wear these pink headphones, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm screwed. All they are is pink.
Yeah.
You know, and there's, like, big gaping holes in the inventory.
Yeah.
I normally get them either – I get them black headphones or red headphones, and so
right. –
You know, pink is not going to happen in this case, right?
Yeah.
There's no way I'm getting away with pink headphones. So, I'm like, well, fuck you all. And I leave. And there's an Office Max that just opened up. So I thought, well, I'll go down there. Well, then they're not open yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what in that, you know, Christ, what is going on in this world where nobody wants to sell you anything or has anything to sell? And but the Sports Authority opened up next. It's like a brand new refurbished, like, you know, strip mall kind of thing. And so I'm like, okay, well, I'll just go over to the Sports Authority and kind of hang out for a while, and then I'll mosey on over here in you know, half an hour or whatever. And so I'm walking into Sports Authority, and I'm like, oh, they have some headphones and stuff. Oh, my God, they're like $50, way overpriced and whatnot.
Oh, my God.
And this guy walks up to me and goes, hey, are you the manager?
Yeah, what do you want?
And I go, no.
No.
He goes, do you know where the manager is? Like,
oh, no.
I'm like standing close to the cashiers. I go, why don't you go ask one of them? Now, the setup here is that now
you know, you're being a real asshole, buddy, you know that?
Yeah, no kidding. So the setup here is that a lot of times when I'm out in public, I will have a headphone in because I like to listen to stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I also don't like people to talk to me, so.
You're right, you're right.
And so that way it kind of dual purpose there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't put both headphones in because I'm older, so my hearing's not the best. I'm going to run over somebody or get run into if I don't put both of them in. So I got one headphone in, and I'm walking around looking at shit. And so the thing is, though, this guy walked in with me. He literally was like two steps behind me.
Hey, man.
When we walked in, and then I just kind of like, oh, hey, here's some headphone, you know, things. I'll look at these. Yeah. And then he asked me if I was the manager. And he was like, he was really young. He probably wasn't even 20 yet. He said, and he's like all scruffy looking with crazy hair and everything. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, we're in Sports Authority, and here's a fat guy. Right? A fat guy in the brand new Sports Authority. And you think the fattest guy in there near the counter is the manager. Is that the way you're thinking?
You'd be more like the manager at TCBY, I think.
Exactly, exactly. Or the McDonald's you were at.
Hey, now, hey. Watch your mouth. Watch your goddamn mouth.
So I'm like, so I was just kind of incredulous. So then I see him meet the actual manager because it was like the guy just walked up or something. And plus, everybody's wearing a red shirt. I'm not wearing a red shirt. That says Sports Authority on it. Right?
What are you wearing?
I was wearing a black shirt. And so.
Yeah. You like to wear tennis shoes, jeans, and like a solid print, like long sleeve shirt.
True. That has been a look that I have rocked for some time now.
That is your look. So
well, but that's not it. That's not it anymore, though. I have changed my look.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I changed my look over the last few years. So
first he gets rid of the thing on his nose, and now he changes his look.
That's right. Something cut off. So anyway, I'm dressed like I normally dress every day. And this is the funny part on me is so I get home and I'm telling my wife and my daughter, I said, you know, this kid, you know, he asked me if I'm the manager. I'm like, I'm the fattest guy here at the Sports Authority. And they're like, well, you do dress like you work retail. I go, what the hell is that supposed to mean?
I mean, khakis,
soccer. Yes, I have khakis on and I have a black shirt with a pocket.
Are you wearing boat shoes?
No, but I do have pseudo dress shoes on, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, you can be a manager then. Yeah, you
know. That's what they told me, and I'm like, well, I suppose you're right in a way.
Because you're kind of a serious guy, and you have this weird look on your face.
I know, you keep saying that, and I don't understand that. But then tonight, I was going to pick my kids up, and I was a little early over at my mother-in-law's house, and I couldn't see in the window.
Yeah.
To see if they were there. And so I walk by the window kind of trying to look in it, you know, but the sun was, you know.
Yeah.
And then I get inside, my son's like, what's that look you gave me outside?
Yeah.
And I go, I don't know what you're talking about. He's like, you gave me a look, man.
You have kind of this, like, angry, confused look somehow.
Oh, okay. Well, evidently I had that when I was looking in the window. And he was,
you have a head injury or something. You're not quite sure.
He was giving me crap about it.
Yeah, I believe it.
So, yeah, I'm like, what is up with this weirdness? So apparently, I, according to you now, I not only do I dress like I work in retail for my family, but you're telling me that I look like a manager as well nowadays. Because I have my hair cut now. My look when I before, you know, was jeans, tennis shoes, some kind of crazy dress shirt with I had long hair, and it was usually unkept.
Yeah.
And that was my look, and everything was kind of baggy.
Yeah.
And so now I cut my hair and I'm wearing dress shoes, khakis, and a button up shirt.
Yeah. You know, rocking it.
And it's not quite as unkept as I used to be. So I'm much more kept. Is that a word or kempt? What do they say? So evidently I look like a retail manager, apparently.
So you got that going.
I guess. I don't, you got me. I didn't think that I, you know, the thing is, to me.
You're older.
I am older. But to me, you know, here's the weird part about self, how you view yourself.
And you walk kind of fast, too, so.
I walk faster than you, that's for sure.
A lot of people in management seem to walk fast.
I don't think that I look much different than I did when I was 13 is the problem.
Oh, I think you do.
When I was 13, I had long hair. Yeah. I wore jeans and tennis shoes, and I looked like I was a hobo, basically. And that's been my thing up until recently whenever my hair is falling out, so I got it cut short because it just looked ridiculous. Michael Bolton's look is not the look to have. So
yeah, even he's got away from that now.
Yeah, he got away from it, exactly.
You're just like following his whole lead, man.
I guess so. Maybe I'm on the Michael Bolton wagon there. Sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening's done. Sitting on the dock of the bay. Yeah. So, yeah, I was just like, what? I'm so confused when people approach me like that. It's, you know, you'd think you hit me with a 2x4. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm always like, what? I get away from these people.
What you ever talking get that I know you thing? Don't I know you?
Oh, people, well, not so much anymore. When my hair was longer, everybody knew me, so.
I know, I seen you at that party, right?
Yeah, everybody knows me.
Oh, no.
I have gotten it recently, but not quite as much as about 10 years ago. Everybody knew me, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, since I've gotten a little bit older, people don't know me.
Right.
So, I'm not half as famous as I used to be, so.
Right.
But yeah, everybody used to know me and want to talk to me and tell me their, you know, about their hoo-has and all that kind of stuff.
Hey man, you got weed.
That's right. I didn't know. I thought the guy was going to hit me up for money or something.
Hey man.
Like, I could see you looking at those headphones. I'm like $5 short, man. And I'd be like,
come on.
No, screw you, buddy. So yeah, so I got that going for me nowadays.
Nice.
I was thinking, you know, after that, I was thinking I should take these headphones up and tell them that I, you know, ring these up for $5 on the manager.
You should have made them a deal. Yeah, go ahead and just go up there and say that they're for free, okay? You go up there and, you know, put it in your pocket and just walk out.
Yeah, take two pair, and I'll come out and get one here in a few minutes.
Put these on your shirt, and I want you to walk out. Okay?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, boy, I should have just played like I was a manager, but it was a brand new store, like only been open like a couple days or something. That was crazy.
Manager.
Yeah, manager. I'm the fat manager at the Sports Authority. Thank you.
Hey, fat man.
I have my XXX Under Armour on. Yeah. So what's going on with you? So
two quick car stories here, and neither are actually funny, but I've been having a lot of car problems.
That stems from your lack of understanding of how to fix a car. But
I don't really know much about cars. I was never really shown growing up.
Well, you weren't shown how to masturbate. You certainly figured that out.
I figured that up pretty fast, but so I have a mechanic, but he's just been like super busy, you know. He's like, I'll get to you.
Yeah. Right. Is it still running? Then leave me alone. That's what he says.
Just get out of it. But, I was all, like, really despondent, like a week ago. I'm like,
I know. You're practically crying on the Facebook about your car.
I'm like, screw it. I'm going to go look at a new car. Screw it.
Oh, hey, I got a car for you. I got a car you should look at.
Chrysler Cordoba.
It's called the Elio. It's a three-wheeled car they're making down in Louisiana.
Yeah.
You live in a tiny town. You drive like 2 seconds.
This sounds like...
It's like one of those three-wheeled motorcycles, but with a cab.
I don't know. Yeah,
You know those cam
yeah,
ears?
I don't
Yeah.
think so. I don't.
It's
No, I don't.
perfect for you.
I think it's probably got weight restrictions to it.
No, that doesn't. Doesn't have any weight
Yeah,
restrictions.
I
It's a
think
two-seater,
so.
believe it or not.
Yeah, I'll be
So
taking up both seats
you
now.
can take up both seats. That's fine.
Yeah, it's not made for people like me.
No, it is. You should look it up.
No, I think it
E-L.
is. I think it.
E-L-I-O. There you go.
Oh my
So you
God.
looked at new cars, and none of them
No.
came with a free bike, so you stopped looking.
No, actually, just the opposite. I pull up, I'm all, I'm half suicidal. I'm so bummed out. I'm like, I can't take it. Right?
Yeah.
I get out of the car. Now, what happens at a car dealership the second you get out of
Oh
line?
my God, somebody's right on your ass.
Right? You get like two or three people, oh my God,
Though
nothing. Zero.
they could tell you don't got any money.
Zero. I walked around for like 5 minutes outside, nothing.
Yeah.
I go, that's weird.
There you go. That guy's got no money.
What is this, The Walking Dead? There's like no one around
Title.
this car dealership, I'm like, wow. I
They've
go,
got like a chip in you. They know.
I think they had my number called because I went inside and there's like people inside just, goofing around, da da da.
Yeah.
I'm inside for like 2 or 3 minutes, nothing. I walk out.
You can smell it on you.
And then I was talking to someone a few days later about it. They go, oh, that's just their style.
Oh, really?
I
Okay.
go, what? They go, yeah, you have to come to them.
Evidently, they're doing pretty well.
I go, really? I've never heard of a car dealership yet where you weren't getting tackled,
Yeah,
like,
no kidding.
don't leave, don't leave, please.
I only start looking at cars after hours.
Yeah, well, I was just all bummed out. So that's story number one, okay, which we're
So did
talking
you,
about.
what were you looking at?
Anything. I was so bummed out. I'm like,
Another good deal is Enterprise. You can go to the Enterprise used car lot.
Give me a Mazda Miata. That's
From the
fine.
rental place, they have a good deal on their
I'll just
used
check that out.
rentals. I'm just trying to be
Well,
helpful. I had one. My old Plymouth, that was a Enterprise
I did not
rental
know that,
car.
but I will go to enterprise.com when I get off the phone here.
And it was a good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they already run the shit out of them, so.
Yeah, true.
But you're not looking for anything, fancy, so.
Well, that's me. Not fancy is my middle name, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then the second story is like Friday night, like me and my sons, went to a strip mall. Strip mall like you're thinking, but like a regular strip mall. And
Right, yeah. Like with the 7-Eleven or something.
yeah, with like, well, Subway. We love Subway.
Yeah. Oh, you're at Subway. Okay.
And my youngest boy, he's like, I'm gonna stay in the car and listen to my, tunes, my Bubble Flex, and whatever,
Yeah. My Rammstein.
my System of a Down or whatever. I'm like, okay,
Yeah.
all right.
Five Finger
So,
Death Punch.
and yeah, exactly. So we go to Subway, me and the oldest boy, and get some food. And I'm like, hey, let's go to GameStop, check out what they got, right?
Yeah, go to GameStop.
And I notice as we're walking back towards the car, like, I go, man, our lights look really dim. That's really weird, man. I left it idling, right?
Yeah.
Because I knew it's been having problems starting. It's probably the alternator, I imagine. But
Yeah, and you're rich, so you can just let your car run for hours.
pretty much, and my youngest son comes running in with the keys, like, Dad, it quit running. I'm like, what? Oh, how'd that happen? He goes, I don't know. I didn't do that. I didn't do that.
I didn't do
I slapped him anyway. I'm like, you stupid.
that.
But
Learn
yeah.
something
So
about cars for me, because I'm an idiot about them.
yeah, no, because I go out there. Sure enough, I mean, it's pretty much like 99% toasted, like. And I pop the hood, and I don't even know what I'm popping the hood for because I really don't know what the hell I'm doing. And next thing I know, like, some homeless guy has shown up. I used to be a mechanic, not me. Okay, I'm like, okay,
Nice.
all right, whatever.
Great, great.
So I got on the phone with my wife and I said, hey, can you come over? We need to jump.
And bring the police.
Yeah, and this guy's screwing around with it. He's yelling at my son, start the car. Okay, quit it. Stop. Turn it off. Turn it off. Okay, start the car. No, turn it off.
Jeez Louise.
He's like screwing with the post. I mean, he's not doing anything really. He's just like screwing with the post. Make sure that it's a good,
Yeah.
tight contact. The screws are on and all that.
Yeah. Make
I
sure
mean,
it's
this
not
goes
corroded.
on.
Yeah.
This goes on for like 5 or 10 minutes till my wife gets there. And you know, he insists on helping with the hookup of the battery cables and stuff. Like, all right. As he's doing it, he's like, hey, you think you can slip me something for helping out here?
I knew it was coming, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay, all right. So I'm thinking, you know, oh, I got a couple. I'll give the guy like a couple bucks. You know?
Right, here's the...
Because he's done basically, I could do the same thing he was doing, right?
Right, yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, sure, buddy, sure. You know, why not?
Pull out that giant wad of cash you got. You go past the hundreds and the 50s.
The joke was on me. All I had was a 5 spot on me. I'm like, oh no. So I ended up giving this joker like $5. All right.
$5?
I think he was looking for 20, I think. I don't know what he was looking for. I'm like, well.
Jeez,
he didn't do anything. He just sat there, like, telling my kid to turn the car on and off and, like, playing with the posts. And... I think it's your battery. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I got an idea there. Thanks, bud.
Yay.
Jeez. So he went, he's like, I need another 20 cents to get my $5 footlong. So.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, he like ran into GameStop after it was over with my $5. He was like,
Those go to GameStop with your $5.
I don't know what the hell. Who knows? They have a drug deal over there. I have no idea.
No, that's true. That's where you get your drugs at, the GameStop.
You sell schnapps in here by any chance.
That's right. I'll take Call of Duty and
some Rumble Bix.
That's right.
Some Jaeger if you got it.
Jaeger shots. That's nice. That's a good story there. Nice.
Be helping up the homeless, or I don't know what it was.
Yeah, I don't know if you were helping him out or he was. I don't know. I don't think
he helped me out a damn bit.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's because your wife showed up. She ruined it all. He was going to give you a Hummer.
Wait, this is not just going out.
Well, $5. I mean, normally I get like $1, so let me help you out.
You know, I got fooled because I had that nice family like a few months ago, like helped me push my car out of the way at the gas station.
Right, yes, exactly.
They requested no money, and now this guy's all of a sudden, hey, by the way.
Yeah, by the way, I'm $5 short from a new video game. Thank you.
I'm trying to get back to mechanic school, and
I failed batteries.
Donation would be helpful.
Nice.
From here on out, if it looks like a guy that really does not know what he's doing, he's not touching the car. I'm just going to get the F out of here.
I bet he's the one that messed up your car. Yeah.
Oh, shit. I don't know.
He shorted out your battery. Killed it. You know?
I don't know. I'm on my third battery in like 14 months, man.
Oh, my God. That's ridiculous.
That's not a good sign.
I told you, some kind of regulator or alternator problem.
I know, man. I got a guy that's going to fix it. But, man, he just finally got available to fix it. But, man,
oh, my gosh. That guy's putting you off. He's like,
I got a guy. I got a guy.
I'm not going to deal with this chump unless I really need the money.
No, I got the cash to fix it, but, you know, I'm going to say this guy works really cheap. You know, like, all right.
Well, you got like $5 minus. You know,
yeah, well, yeah, he's the $5 guy. That guy's not touching the car again, but beggars are $5, you cheap bastard.
That's right. I helped you with your car.
You would have died out here.
That's right. It's like a desert. That's nice.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, you lock a child in a car, number one, and then...
Well, this child is bigger than me, so I wasn't worried about that. This kid towers over me, so I wasn't the least bit worried about someone, you know, kidnapping him.
I know, he's still a child, though, so... Yeah.
He is, yes, technically he is still a child, yes. You know, at 15, the kid towers over me, though, basically.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Good. Homeless people wandering in the strip malls there.
I'm sure he could have taken up the homeless guy, believe me. I'm sure of it.
Okay.
I'm sure. The kid's punched out a window before, so I'm sure he can...
What is he punching out a window for? Jeez.
Oh, he got pissed off. He punched out a window.
Oh, jeez. Oh, God. Is it like Mongo from Blazing Saddles or what?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I go, man, he was on the football team last year. I go, why don't you channel that energy, man? It hurts.
Ew, nice. Yeah. Oh, interesting. Yeah, instead of breaking windows here at the house, thank you.
Yeah. Well, you only did it once.
But... Yeah, well, just once.
Just once. I mean, come on, everyone gets a freebie. Come on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever got a freebie.
Oh, I bet you have, Bob Lament.
What are we talking about now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.